That's always a burp in every single episode. That's always a burp.
Right, we've started. Hello.
And welcome. You know, I tweeted out on all our Twitter thing that we weren't going to do an episode this week because of inconveniences to our lives. I was supposed to be in Manchester.
Instead he drove it to his neighbour's car, so now he's here.
Yeah, my car's broken, so I can't drive down back home in Manchester, so I'm here.
And I've been ill all week, so I didn't think this was going to happen, but apparently it did, so yay.
Well, yeah, I love you saying yay, like, with so much euphemism. Yay! No, we just told you we're coming over, you're like, oh, okay. We disappeared.
Yeah, basically. My car likes to not have fuel in it and then put a light on, and then when I work on what the light is, it turns the light off and puts a different one on just to keep us on my doors. The producer was here first, spent like an hour or two with him before you guys turned up, so... And then all hell broke loose.
Then all hell broke loose.
And then we got food, basically. Yeah, I've been eating.
Mushroom soup. All English.
Anyway, should we start this episode?
Let's start it. Go on. What have you got? What bullshit is there to this week?
Eating cuts in with the first bullshit topic we've got. Because it is the storyline that of the hungry artist who ate the banana duct taped to a wall that was an art piece that sold for £120,000.
What? Someone taped a banana?
Someone duct taped a banana to the wall of a museum, got paid £125 for it because it was sold, and then the artist just decided to tear it off the wall and bite it.
What? Have you got a banana?
I don't have a banana.
I've got duct tape.
I've got a banana.
Someone got a banana.
I've got a pineapple. We can do.
Oh, that's bigger. We'll get more money for it.
Yeah, exactly. Punch next to it. The thing is, that's not the most bizarre thing in the art world because, like, I did art at college and I did like 4 years at art college, and there was a lot of absurd, like, random shit people used to put in galleries. Now there's this one lass, I can't remember her name. She literally went into this, like, massive art gallery. It was completely white walls, waiting for her to curate. And she just stuck a freaking blue tack against the wall, and that's it. That was the art piece. Just a blue tack on the wall.
A phone light flew in the corner of it. It took off as chaos.
Stop trying to cause chaos.
With light of
apparently the artwork, which was literally a banana duct taped to a wall, was known as The Comedian, and it was sold earlier this week by a French art collector.
Of course it's French!
$120,000 or £91,000. Apparently, the creator of it was Maurizio Catalan, and apparently the person who bit it off was by a New York-based artist called David Datuna, who teared it off. This is the exact reading of it. New York-based artist David Datuna, 45, teared the duct tape off and took the white banana off the wall at the Basel exhibit in Miami. His bizarre stunt continued as he peeled off the banana skin and devoured it in a few bites.
I'm surprised the American ate it. It's healthy.
David, who called himself the Hungry Artist, said he respects Maurizio Catalan, who created the artwork, and hoped his performance would be seen as a compliment. Yes, you've just eaten something that sold for $120,000, and now they can't sell it, and they're going to have to refund the money because you got hungry.
Was it the Frenchman that bought it for $120,000?
No, the Frenchman. No, created the art piece.
The art gallery, I'm guessing, is owned by the French or something. Lucien Terrasse, spokesman for the Perrotin Gallery.
Oh my god.
Told
pissed off at the French names, aren't you?
Told the Miami Herald that Datuna did not destroy the artwork because the banana is the idea.
Oh, for fuck's sake, no.
This is not how art goes. You cannot look at Mona Lisa and then look at a banana duct taped to a wall and say, they're both art. No.
Technically, anything can be
also
called art.
If you walked in and bit the Mona Lisa, people would be pissed off. You can't just go, he didn't destroy the artwork. He did. If that was the idea of it being artwork.
I'm pretty sure I could slap you right now and just say, wait, it's modern art. It's showing the contemporaneous of modern brutalist society. No, it's not how it works.
But then I will cut your hand off and someone will go, you didn't destroy the artwork, it was an idea.
Exactly. That's how ridiculous all this crap is.
Are we just saying that we're going to go to the Le Pierre and destroy the artwork off every painting we see there?
Yeah, and you go, it doesn't matter, it was just an idea.
You know what the best thing is, right? The best artist I've ever seen in my life. Right? It's so simple, right? He gets stock, like, farm animals and that.
Oh, God.
He also got a shark once. Right? And he cuts them up. And
dead ones.
Yeah. Oh. Then he freezes them in his, like, massive blocks. And, like, His name's Damien Hirst. And he's like, wonder, what would we sweat your finger for?
Smell the finger. It smells nice, though.
What the fuck's that been?
Doesn't it smell nice?
Smells really nice, where it's been.
Never trust it when someone says, smell my finger, especially when they're really trying to stuff it into your nose.
It smells really nice.
I know you've been manhandling me candle. That's why.
Is that a euphemism?
Not like that.
It's because your skull was dripping everywhere.
To be fair, in the picture that they've supplied, where it's literally a banana with one piece of duct tape attached to a wall, the painting next to it is
I'm not being funny.
Sort of weird mountain thing, and it looks completely shit as well.
As soon as you
look at that Damon Hirst art piece of sculpture.
Oh no, that is cool. Right, but back to this.
Yeah, that's good.
You said a man duct taped a banana to a wall. I didn't need a picture to see that. I could see it in my own head.
There's legitimately pictures for some reason. It's showing off the person who stole the banana, to be fair.
But Damon Hirst, his animals are just brilliant. Taxidermied animals.
That's good.
So anybody who wants to see an interesting art exhibit, go and see Damien Hirst. We're not endorsing them, but any vegans that go and see there will be very upset, so please go.
That's what this one lass, I can't remember her name, but like she was French as well. She was feminist and her painting.
She was what?
She was a feminist.
This sentence can't get any worse.
French and feminist.
A lot of her artwork was created for own period blood.
I have the least problem with that part of the sentence, to be honest.
That's the least problem.
To be fair, that's more satanic than, like, that makes more sense than...
He does art. He does it with the blood of his victims, though, not his period blood.
I'd be worried if I did it
with
my
period blood. That's like a sculptress, which I like. I am seriously shit. I can't believe I actually passed art at college, and I got an art degree. Because I keep forgetting names.
Isn't it because you basically took photos of things?
I can't remember his name, but
you
I'll show you a good bit of art.
You did photography art, not actual
carry
art.
Carry on with the talk, and then I'll show you good art.
Yeah, but like, there's also another person that made a sculpture of his own head out of blood as well, which is interesting.
Anyway, we're going to move on to that, and we're going to link into the feminist thing. Because the next story is a Ukrainian woman who is 19 who was selling her virginity for over £84,000 in a bid to fund her travelling.
Can I sell my virginity for that much?
Ekaterina, who lives in the United States, is looking for a future husband who will be able to give her £8,400 on monthly expenses, which she states in a video she posted on an auction website. The young woman is planning to live a high life and travel in style is selling her virginity for over £84,000. She's originally from the city of Kharkiv. She's Ukrainian and she's now living in the United States. And in the video, for her potential buyers, she says, "Hello, my name is Katya. I'm originally from Ukraine but now live in the United States. I can speak English, Ukrainian and some Russian. The reason I want to sell my virginity on Cinderella Escort is because I would like to travel, experience luxury and live my life and be happy."
Why not get a job like everyone else?
So she's on an escort website and she's selling her virginity for £84,000.
What are you doing in the corner?
He's not in the corner. I'm trying to make my internet work.
Why are you out the window?
It's this one. How awesome is that?
That's mint.
It was a one-off piece. It's some lame footing going through an
That's quite good. It's not very good for the listeners because they can't
actually
see it.
Well, we can link it on Twitter. There'll be links and stuff.
Basically, he's found a Millennium Falcon coffee table.
Send it to me now, but on Twitter.
It'll be on Twitter and I'll link it on Facebook
or price?
Something.
$6,000.
Yeah, you can buy her virginity for nearly that much.
I'd rather have a Millennium Falcon coffee table.
No. That's our monthly expenses.
Wait, what?
Our monthly expenses is $8,400. That's what she wants to be getting paid.
You can
monthly.
Buy this coffee table for that price.
That's what she wants.
And this coffee table is better.
Why shouldn't I just get a job or become a porn star?
So that you could say just get a job. That's
I don't know.
You could tell right from her face she's not a virgin. And the way she's pulsing around and like gasoline around in that bodysuit, she's definitely not a virgin.
Of course she's not. She's from Ukraine.
She's definitely. She's,
wow.
Oh, you said everyone from Ukraine is just dodgy.
Yes.
Kyle.
He's Russian, it's fine.
I'm not
same
from
shit, different toilet.
I'm not from the UK. But yeah, she said that she wants to marry a man in the future who will be able to spend £8,412 on her per month, or €10,000, because she's Ukrainian. It's right. Unclear if Ekaterina has received any offers from her post. Probably not.
No.
But apparently, local media report, a Ukrainian MP was recently caught chatting with a prostitute on the phone in the middle of a government building. And
I mean, if that isn't you.
And browsing, and the married MP was browsing Tinder dates and stuff, so she might get a Ukrainian MP, you never know.
I can imagine you, if all of us were in a government building, it would be you chatting to prostitutes.
Thanks very much,
Ukrainian ones.
Do you think we can sell our like opportunities to the listeners?
None of us virgins. That's an issue.
That is an issue.
You can't.
Nah. Yeah, but I identify. It's 2019. I identify as a virgin.
That's not how it works.
That's how it works now.
That's not how it works. That's exactly how it works. You can identify yourself as a teapot if you say so.
Yeah, I identify myself as a virgin, and you don't believe me, right? It really hurts my feelings. So I'm gonna.
Really don't care if I hurt your feelings. I'm gonna lie.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna slap you.
When have I ever been upset by hurting someone's feelings?
Shut up. So I'm gonna like, because I'm the Russian here once. Karen.
I'm cacking now, am I?
You're cacking. The cacking here.
I am the cracking.
Alexander Kurshinov.
Alexander Kurshinov. Alexander Kurshinov, yeah. You know, he wants money from sponsors and that. So the best way we can do it is to sell our virginities.
No, he's just going to keep begging every episode.
He hasn't begged yet.
Then this episode.
In all fairness.
We haven't finished yet. You'll see an opportunity, if not, you'll just drop it at the end. To be fair, this is the perfect opportunity.
No, it's not! And today's sponsor is by the Russian asking for a sponsor.
I'm just thinking, it would be good to have a sponsor.
It
means we could improve the quality of this stuff. We could keep episodes coming all the time.
Who wants to keep
advanced?
The quality of this stuff?
Professionally, I'm improving the quality, and insinuates that it has quality in the first place.
Yes.
It does have a level of quality. We're not just talking through like a laptop microphone. We've actually got a microphone. It's not a very good microphone. It's one that I bought online, but it's a microphone.
Yeah, and we're really needing another one.
Yeah.
No.
Will you stop playing with my trench lighter?
But that's fire. I like fire.
I know, but I shouldn't leave fire things around you.
No, you shouldn't. I found the lighter fluid, but luckily for you, I can't open it.
Good.
Otherwise, you might not have a sofa.
Good. Where is the lighter fluid? I can't see it.
It got confiscated.
Where is the lighter fluid?
I'll give it to him. He's lost it.
Oh,
it's behind.
Oh, got it.
Shit.
Give me the lighter fluid before you dint it and blow it all up.
It's already dinted. He's seen the state of it.
It was dinted in the post.
I just stored it up there next to that paper.
You know, someone running the postman, like, dints his shit. In all fairness, you can't really say much because it's got burnt matches and some sort of demonic symbol now.
I didn't, though, on top of a matchbox. The last time I had them, I think.
Okay, we're going to cause arson in your house.
Will you stop burning stuff in my house? I do have fire alarms here, you know.
Do they work?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. There isn't enough smoke to set them off yet.
There's not anyway, it's just a little map.
Anyway, talking about fire, we're going to talk about burning it up because SpaceX is apparently sending cannabis and coffee to space.
Wait, why am I not on this flight?
I know.
You are this flight.
I am the captain of this flight.
SpaceX, which is some people might not know, people do.
Why
know.
Are you not on this flight? Because it will be empty by the time we got there.
It'll be empty before we got lift off.
But yeah, this is basically Elon Musk's spacecraft company.
Of course it's Elon Musk.
It's teamed up.
Is it an electric rocket?
It's a Tesla
because
rocket.
If it's not, right, he's just wasted all the fucking environmental hippies that buy Teslas because they save the environment and all this shit. It's been ruined by him launching a rocket into space. Every emission his company saved.
Which
they won't save because they're making electric cars.
That's why they're saving them. But they've teamed up with a Colorado research lab and they're sending hemp and coffee plants up to the International Space Station in March.
Oh, so it's not even real. They haven't sent them cannabis, they've sent them a grow your own cannabis kit.
Yes. And it's not just for lols, it's a genuine scientific experiment. It's testing to see what happens to the plants in a zero gravity environment.
I know the answer. They get smoked and drunk.
The Front Range Biosciences and Agricultural Biotech Company that breeds genetically consistent hemp and coffee varieties partnered up with the University of Colorado and a tech startup called Space Cells for the project. More than 480 plant cell cultures will be launched into space on board the SpaceX CRS-20 cargo flight, which is set for March 2020. They'll then be transported to the space station, where they'll be continued in a they'll be contained in a special incubator with regulated temperature for around 30 days, and a team of astronauts and crew will basically monitor what happens before they're transported back to Earth a month later, and it's just to test to see if plants can survive in zero gravity, so that if possible we can start getting plants on the space station that we can just make it sustainable living up there.
Why would a plant not survive in zero gravity?
I don't know. Lack of some random shit that Earth has that helps
gravity
grow.
Right, out of all
atmosphere. No, hold on. Right, so as long as you give it the right,
if there's no gravity, it might not know which way to grow, because gravity pulls it fucking down, so it grows the opposite way, doesn't it?
Technically, but if you've got that's technically for seedlings. Yeah. For it breaking up through the soil. Once it's broken up through the soil, it usually turns towards sunlight. So you're not gonna have sunlight, and you're not gonna have like gravity pulling down, but if they started off, they're like young plants, right? And as long as you have some kind of artificial light source that can replicate the sun.
All I'm getting from this news article is, right, it's illegal to grow cannabis where Elon Musk lives. So he's gonna. He found an alternative.
Elon Musk.
He was like, oh, it's
you're thinking of Elon John.
To be fair, our American is looking fully stoned up there.
Yeah, he is. Well, Elon Musk was like, okay, right, it's illegal to grow green down here. Let's send it to space to grow it.
Basically.
And he's going to bring it back down and sell it. See, he's got, like,
But apparently, there's science to support the theory that plants in space experience mutations. So this is an opportunity to see whether those mutations hold up once brought back to Earth, and if there are a few new commercial applications. So basically, they're seeing if the plants change the way that they grow and mutate, and if they come back...
He's making super cannabis.
If they come back and maintain those mutations once they're back on Earth, it means they can make new strands of the plant, and they can do new commercial... It's basically, we're going to send stuff to space to make more stuff that we can sell.
When you bring it back to Earth in the normal conditions, and they'll just grow like they normally do on Earth. Right. Basically, he's got a lot of time and money, and he's bored. So he got high and he was like, I'm going to grow space cannabis.
Well, apparently in the future, the plan for the crew to harvest and preserve plants at different points of their growth cycle, so then they can analyse which metabolic pathways are turned on and off.
Metabolic.
And they're going to do it with more and more plants, and basically, essentially, they're going to do it to the point where they know what every plant on Earth... I'm assuming they'll do it where they know what every plant on Earth is going to be like in zero gravity, so that once people start living in space, we don't have to worry whether a tomato is going to turn lethal.
They're going
to
do it with every
plant. So why not just grow up a tomato rather than cannabis?
Hold on. Every plant on Earth.
Hemp is useful for rope and clothes and loads of other shit. It's sustainable for clothes, rope, and basically anything else you need fiber
for. I know hemp's useful,
for.
But like...
I'm with you on this, because I think we're going to say the same thing. They're going to do it with every plant on Earth to see what can and can't be useful, right? So what they've done is we'll start with the important ones, coffee and hemp.
Coffee and green. Because who can live without a joint and a coffee in the morning?
Basically, yeah, if you're living on an international space station, you don't see anybody, you're going to need hemp to get you through the day, and you're going to need coffee just to wake up.
No, that's called LSD. You need LSD, because if you're nobody, you need to make friends, because I'm psychedelics.
On the international space station, I would be so happy. I would keep myself entertained all day.
By having a wank?
No, that would create a mess, wouldn't it?
Do you think sperm floats as well in space?
Well, there's no gravity.
Everything floats in space. Every liquid floats in space. That means you would be floating in your own filth.
Yeah, just imagine he's in a room with someone.
I would not open his pod.
That would be a very messy gangbang.
Oh my god.
You just sat there and you're brushing your teeth and you're like, there's a white...
Just something floats by.
There's this lump of white liquid just comes flying by and hits you in the face.
Milk.
Mate, sorry, it's my toothpaste. It's sticky.
You're a free elf now.
We're just kidding.
Why is everyone giving us socks?
You're a free elf now?
I was over at my friend's house the other day, right? And Ashley gave us a fucking sock, and I just ran out of the house, shouting, I'm a free elf.
Why are you taking my socks off the radiator and handing them to me?
I'm a free elf!
You have one sock on the radiator.
There was four, so the others must have fallen down
three?
The back.
Have you got 3 feet and you put them on this morning?
They must have went down the back. You must have lost them.
I haven't lost them. When I sat here, there was one.
He's got two on his feet, and he's got one
on his little friend to keep it warm. Do you know you can buy Willy Warmers now? You don't need to use your socks anymore.
I know you can buy the Willy Warmers. I've seen them on ridiculous sites.
He's seen them.
I would never buy one. I would never. Out of all of the body parts that need warming up, I think that's the least likely. It's in the center of my body. It's where all my core temperature goes.
You don't have core temperature. Your core blood.
Your core temperature goes to your heart and your chest.
If you felt my heart rate, it does not go there.
I'm not going to feel your cock either, but like I'm telling you now.
His heart rate is slower than most planets' rotations.
Okay, yeah. I can relax and physically die. It's great.
Well, you passed out the last time you relaxed.
I know. Hey, passing out is fun. Disclaimer, don't try it at home, but passing out is actually quite fun
for me. Yeah, because people are just passing out for the fun of it, like you.
It is enjoyable for me. I don't know why, I just like it.
He's got some weird fetish, just because.
Anyway.
I'm sat next to the cunt.
Well, it's not put you off yet.
Anyway.
I've got one strict boundary, and that's feet. Well, two. Feet and shit, and that's my strict
boundaries. Here we go. I am going to pass this to the Hobbit to read. Actually, I'm going to pass this to the German to read, because it is a story which lines up with him perfectly.
All I've been given...
You've been given responsibility?
I don't like it. What's this? Gone with the Wind Correction Mosquito Repellent. So, on the 10th of December, there was an article published, Gone with the Wind, a man whose deadly farts can kill mosquitoes. This is me! I could do this! He was hired to create mosquito repellent from his intestinal gas. Is he getting period? I'll do this.
Keep on reading.
Understood that it was originated on a parody website. Mosquito repellent companies have not expressed interest in working with a man whose flatulence can kill mosquitoes. So they're happy to set the record straight. Well, they've given me false hope.
Why are you using a sock puppet to mimic his speech?
What's happening now? This is just like celebrity news that I don't care about. Is that the end of the article?
Quite possibly.
Oh, it's Katie Price Tatum.
Yeah, it's the end of the article, so they haven't talked much. But basically, apparently at some point, there was a news story that called Gone with the Wind, where there was this man whose farts were so bad he would kill mosquitoes and bugs.
Thank you. Oh, you dick.
That's what you get for being a silly bugger.
I reckon my farts could. I mean, they've nearly killed some humans.
That is true.
The thing is, right,
it is the Germans' mustard gas.
It is.
We really need to start to hire someone to actually fact check to see if this isn't bullshit. Because, like, the news article, the whole point of this podcast is to call out the news on their bullshit. But we can't really do that job if the news article states it's bullshit. This is like the second time we've done it.
Yeah, but it's so funny.
It's still funny though, because we are calling out the news for not doing their research and then getting called up on their own bullshit later on and having to apologise in an article.
What was that noise?
I think that was a door going at some point.
Yep.
Yep, that was
just another.
It's all good.
That's fine.
But anyway, yeah, apparently it was originally the story that Joe Ramaria, 48, from Kampala, Uganda, had such strong...
Stop sticking things in my face!
Will you stop playing with my cacti?
You were sticking the other cactus in my face before.
That's the big one, though.
I was just sitting there...
He hasn't killed them, though. I'll give him that.
I would have killed him by now. But what are you stuck in? Right, okay, so far, right? Before we called and you stuck a yellow cacti in my face... You stuck...
That was the big one.
Your fingers in me face. You stuck...
Oh, I said smell my finger. It was one finger. It wasn't me whole hand.
You stuck a finger in me face. You stuck a sock.
Did it smell nice,
a sock in me face.
I didn't stick the sock in
your
face.
You stuck a sock in me face. There's a sock just been crossed to me face.
A sock put.
You put like those wall of things in me face.
Why are you complaining?
Because he just keeps sticking things in me face.
I didn't put the wrong thing in your face. I dipped it in your drink.
Stop being children.
Smell my finger.
You should don't want to stick things in your face.
I like how you said smell my finger. I've said I don't want to smell your finger. You've instinctively smelled your finger just to see what it does actually smell like.
Yeah.
Did it smell bad?
Probably.
Oh. Probably smelled like tobacco, to be fair.
Yeah.
Right. On to the next thing.
Yes.
Rushing through news today.
Which is...
Yeah, you get it.
This is the last topic that we've got for this, after this, which is going to have to go with the flow. As per usual. But this...
We're doing shit.
You say that like we're always scripted.
This, yeah. This is a news article where it tells you the exact amount of exercise you need to burn off calories for different snacks
None.
And foods.
I don't need any exercise.
The idea of you saying that we need...
Edit.
I have now.
We are rolling,
though. We are rolling. You pause on your mat. We need an office space, so yeah.
We do need an office space. This is why we need sponsors, you see?
Your mum has made a guest appearance.
No, she just fucking...
Do you know how I eat? I don't know. I'm just going to look at the pictures because I can't read.
Well, you have to read something.
I'm just going
to... It says Ben and Jerry's has 140 calories, 1,400 calories. To burn that off, you need 4 hours and 40 minutes of walking or 2 hours and 20 minutes of
I could running. Eat a full thing of Ben and Jerry's and I wouldn't walk to walk it off.
Right.
No, he has the interesting fact, because I'll take over again, because I'm the logical one, right?
Yeah.
I'll take over and do the interesting thing. So, I need to find it for... And, yep. Right, okay. A bar of Dairy Milk chocolate, which is just chocolate...
Pause.
Yeah.
Never mind. A bar of chocolate, which is just chocolate, is 588 calories, 1 hour 56 minutes running, walking, or 59 minutes walking, right, running. Me growing up, I was always told digestives were better for you than just a bar of chocolate. Apparently not. Milk chocolate digestives have 1,245 calories.
That's not plain digestives, though.
I know, but chocolate digestives, where it's just a digestive biscuit with a little bit of chocolate on top compared to a bar of chocolate.
You can't work it out like that anyway. It doesn't work like that. You can't count calories.
But yeah, apparently you have to walk 4 hours and 8 minutes to wear off a packet of milk chocolate digestives.
You know the best way is to wear off a lot of calories? Is snort a lot of cocaine.
No, dude, we're not on your drugs diet.
Apparently... milk chocolate digestives have more calories than Coke, Haribo's.
You know what
milk combined.
I've got a solution to this.
What?
Do you know you get people that are like extreme like hoarders? Right? Get them addicted to crack and then they have to sell their possessions to buy drugs.
That actually is a solution and a half.
Is that your TV show?
One problems require one solutions, dear friend.
Fair enough. Did we talk about the planetary diet?
What the fuck's a planetary diet?
We eat planets.
No,
is this your new? Is this your new regime?
Right, this is going off topic. This is going off schedule now. There's a new topic coming in. There's a new topic going in. This has never happened before in the bullshit labs.
Off schedule. This is the planetary diet, which was made by some company.
It's got to be a health diet. Lost interest.
Is it healthy?
This is a diet where it's supposed to be the most sustainable. And best diet for humans to be coexisting with animals and self-sustaining and help the environment and all that sort of shit. It allows an average of 2,500 calories a day, and it allows fuck all but nuts. I'll have a look.
I'm not just eating nuts.
But it allows one beef burger and 2 servings of fish a week. But most protein comes from pulses and nuts. A glass of milk a day or some cheese or butter fits within the guidelines, as does an egg or 2 a week. So you're fine because you're allergic to eggs, so that's fine for you. But basically, a day,
Can I eat animals?
One beef burger
You can have one beef burger a week.
I'll eat a cow a week.
You can have one beef burger a week, or I think they said it was something like basically a seventh of a burger a day if you wanted to have beef every day.
I'm having a seventh of a burger. No, I'll eat a cow a week, and that's better for the environment because everyone knows how much gas it brews.
This is the thing.
I'm just gas to you, but I'm not eating you.
Yeah, but you can't eat me.
Yeah, we can.
That's because I eat so much meat.
they're quoted as saying, "We are not talking about a deprivation diet here. We are talking about a way of eating that can be healthy, flavorful, and enjoyable. I have looked at all the recipes that are on their website. They could not make enough recipes to fill a recipe book. They've failed at that, and all the recipes look absolutely horrible and crap."
Calm down, Gordon Ramsay.
A seventh of a burger is not enjoyable, and I'll be so angry that more people will die as a result. That might actually be better for the environment. If there's less humans, because I'm so angry that I keep killing them.
Do you want us to give you some of the meals?
Yeah, no. Go on then.
Let's have a look. One of them's ramen, so that's good. You've got veggie.
Well, you'll have 3 noodles.
You've got veggie.
You're rationed. This planetary dietary system is not an actual like
it's called
diet.
Planetary
it's,
diet system.
It's just people are just rationing things.
It's called the planetary diet system because if someone put you on it, you'd rather be on a different planet.
yeah.
Cauliflower chili con carne.
Who the fuck?
I'd try that.
Who the fuck would just eat cauliflower?
A simple falafel wrap with Jesus hummus. Nice.
Cauliflower's horrible.
No.
Do you not like
see,
cauliflower cheese?
The veggie taco with a twist. Give me the cauliflower cheese or the cauliflower.
Well, that's just cheese.
Well, that's just easier.
No, one of my favourites is the fact that it's creamy and wholesome risotto, but it's got air brackets around the risotto, so it's not even admitting that you can call it a risotto, because it's not a risotto, it's just something that resembles a risotto.
If something is so bad that it's not even a risotto, that's bad.
What's a risotto?
It's basically just bitter rice.
It's rice.
But it's not even rice.
It's rice and beans and stuff with a sugar.
So anything with rice in it is a risotto. So I can go to a Chinese.
No,
and
not,
get a risotto.
Not everything with rice is a risotto.
So what is exactly a risotto?
Do you want us to Google the exact definition of a risotto?
Yes, please.
Risotto.
Is that a risotto dolphin?
Apparently so. Risotto is a northern Italian rice dish cooked with broth until it reaches creamy consistency.
Ooh. I like broth.
It's
like
basically
rice.
Creamy rice.
I don't like risotto.
It's creamy rice with like meat or fish and things in. It's creamy rice.
Ooh.
I want a risotto. Pumpkin. Now. If you're American, they like to put pumpkins in it.
Yeah.
Why do you like putting pumpkins and things?
Because that's healthy. Americans' idea of healthy is Italian food with some fruit in it.
I'm a freaking pineapple on pizza, man. That's idea of healthy.
I'm alright with pineapple on pizza.
Pineapple does not go on pizza, and whoever says pineapple goes on pizza deserves to die a horrible and tragic death.
I don't mind pineapple on pizza.
You deserve to die a horrible and tragic
I
death.
I probably will soon, but that's not the point. I don't mind pineapple on pizza.
I mind you on pizza.
You mind a Jew on pizza?
You.
I'm not on pizza.
You're on salad.
The Russians are on standby.
It's because we've went from a planetary diet to saying pineapple doesn't belong on pizza to you saying you'd rather eat the German on a pizza than pineapple.
Oh, well, yeah. But cannibalism is just basically that people who have got sick of humans.
Fed up with people.
Fed up with people.
Fed up with people.
Oh, God's sake.
That's from before.
Right. Anyway, yeah. We've now run out of topics, so it's now just random bullshit. Producer, what time are we on, sir?
32 minutes.
See, we've done an episode.
We've done an episode.
In that case, I will fill up the drinks. We can have a glass, and we can.
Is there alcohol in it?
Unfortunately, not.
Oh, fuck.
He's got his hip flux.
Hip flux.
Yep.
You've been teaching the Russian how. You've been touching the Russian.
I've been touching the Russian.
You've been teaching the Russian how to speak.
We're not drunk, honest. Right, we'll see you next week for, is it the Christmas next week, or is it
It's Christmas
else?
On Wednesday, man. it's going to be the New Year's, right, it's going to be episode 5, and we're going to say how shit Christmas was. So next week we're going to tell you how shit our Christmases were.
That sounds good, basically, yep.
Okay.
Then so, we'll see you in the New Year's.
How shit mine is going to be.
So we'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Can I say something?
What?
Bye.
Bye.